Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Carol Celente, for another 20 minutes, is our guest. TrendsResearch.com for the daily updates. And also, if you want to subscribe, really invaluable information. Top trends forecaster, Carol Celente. Well, this is a short 5-minute segment, a little 12-minute segment coming up with your calls after this quick break. Gerald, Bank of America, as you know, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, said we're moving our $79 trillion in derivatives that are bad over into an area that's going to be taxpayer-backed. So that's another way they rob us. But now, as you mentioned, these hedge funds go in, buy up companies, steal the pension funds, the employees, whatever. Now they're just grabbing people's bank accounts, brokerage firms they take over. I mean, as you said, why aren't they getting in trouble? And I think as they get away with more and more incredible things, that only encourages the others. I mean, how far will they go? Where do you see this ending?
Well, the system is collapsing, as I said. I really want to warn everyone. I don't care who your money is with, whatever kind of account you have, savings account, checking account, a stock account, and I'll name the names, whether it's with Charles Schwab, you know that friendly-looking guy, or Mr. Raymond James, or with ETFs, or with Fidelity. Fidelity, when they crash, you're going to see some good infidelity. They're going to screw you at any level they can, and they'll do whatever they can if this system continues to collapse in the rate that it is. There's a panic over in Europe. Here's the deal. The French and German banks are heavily loaded with these worthless Italian, Greek, and other bonds. So too with other countries. Hungary right now is going through a panic. You're looking at one country after another that's beginning to fail. So here's what they do. They bring in now, they're bringing in those so-called technocrats to build confidence. Think of the word confidence. Con man. Confidence game. Con. That's all it is. The system is collapsing. I'm warning everyone to use your own good judgment and understand why you heard over and over again that people used to take the money out of the banks and put it under the mattress because they're going to steal it in other forms just as they stole it from me. And then you have a clown like Gary Gensler, who was the head of the Commodities Future Trading Commission, that's supposed to be the watchdog over the CME group to make sure that companies like MF aren't taking your money out of segregated funds, saying, oh, I don't want to get involved in it now. Oh, no, because, you know, it may disrupt things. Hey, Gary, where were you before? You know, who are they kidding over here? The whole thing is a game that's rigged by Wall Street. Look at the names. Who was the Treasury Secretary under Clinton?
Rubin.
Where was he from? Hey, Goldman Sachs. Who was the one under Clinton? Under Bush. It was, Henry Paulson. Where was he from? Goldman Sachs. Where's Gensler from? Goldman Sachs. Where's Corzine from? Goldman Sachs. Mr. Celente, are you inferring that there's a connection between criminality and Goldman Sachs? Oh, no. No, they're wonderful people. After all, Lloyd Blankfein, I heard him say with my own two ears, he's doing God's work. Boy, I'll tell you, God's playing a dirty trick if he's doing God's work.
Well, he's talking about Beelzebub, not the God we worship.
I know.
Yeah, he's doing Satan's work. Stay there. Let's come back then. Stay there. Final segment with Gerald Celente. Finish up with this information straight ahead. Amazing. What's going on? What's happening? TrendsResearch.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I want to go to your phone calls here for Gerald Celente. Quick questions, quick comments, quick answers from him. But I wanted to bring up something that he mentioned last night on InfoWars Nightly News. By the way, that whole thing is now posted in the article. MF Global looted customers' accounts via internal bank run. If you want to find that video, it's at the bottom of the article. The video itself is titled Zombie Banks Drain Celente's Account, because it's a consortium, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and now it's coming out. They're all involved using MF Global as just a fake holding company. And that's how they do this over and over again. But you raised the point, and Max Kaiser talked about this 6 months ago, or a year ago, really, about how as gold and silver goes up, these companies were in there on record. A naked shorting. I mean, you're an expert in, you know, gold and silver trading, so you can break it down for us, you know, in the futures, manipulating it down, and that they would really get caught short as the price went up, and that we'd see more and more of this non-delivery. From your research, do you think that has anything to do with this, with the December contracts coming up?
I really do. I don't think they have the gold to give out. And I've also heard, and I don't know if this is a fact, but I've heard this before, that, for example, with ETFs, the GLD, it's, you know, it's supposed to be being held by HSBC in their vaults. And I've heard that HSBC is one of the biggest shorts, taking the biggest short positions on gold. So, in other words, they're supposed to be holding gold, but they're betting that the prices are going to go down. And this is important, Alex. Because when I say take your money out of the banks and why they put it in the mattress, I'm not saying to keep it in that phony paper money. For me, I'm not giving anyone advice. For me, when I take it out, I buy gold. I buy it in coins. I used to buy it in contracts. And I used to buy it from reputable companies. So what I'm saying for me, when I'm saying I take my money out of the bank, I buy gold and I buy silver. And it goes back to GC's 3 G's, goals, guns, and a getaway plan. This thing is collapsing around us. Oh, I was mentioning about Three Card Monte over there that's taken over Italy from Berlusconi. He's also a member of the Bilderberg Group.
Of course.
Son of a gun. Who would have ever thought that?
Listen, of the last year of the 130 guests there, more than 60 were Goldman Sachs. I mean, I can't remember the exact number, I think 67. I mean, this is incredible. This is the inner coterie. Now, I wanted to raise one more point with you dealing with the economy and everything that's happening. You mentioned individuals digging in, not because we're in fear, but because we're empowered and ready for whatever the situation is. Look at what governments are doing for a decade since they got rid of Glass-Steagall. They've been digging in. They've been getting ready. The Pentagon admits they've been preparing a decade ago for collapse. They knew all this was coming. They think they're going to ride the crisis they created. They're going to bring down the world just like they bring down companies. They go in and liquidate and steal the pension funds and butcher it. This is really a hostile takeover, 1,000 times worse than the, you know, Charlie Sheen Wall Street that came out in the 80s. This is what they're doing. And they really are so arrogant up there in their big high rises and all their armed guards. They think they're going to get away with this, Gerald. And I tell you, like Ron Paul said, if they get away with this, we deserve it. If we sit here when they destroy the dollar, steal our accounts, set up checkpoints, grope our wives, then I guess we do deserve it, Gerald.
I agree with you. When are the people going to find some courage and self-respect and stop looking up to politicians? How can an adult actually behave like this is beyond me? And you have to take the future in your own hands and create the future. And we're going to be doing a documentary, and there's a short out there now about, you know, me talking. And I say it's all about morality. I mean, that's all it is. It's do unto others. And there's no morality anymore, whether it's at the top of the game with the Goldman Sachs gangs and the others and starting phony wars, or down to the welfare cheat or the person trying to go on disability. Everybody's gaming the system. So it goes back to morals. And I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about spirituality, the individual. So, and as I said this before, Alex, there's that wonderful Hindu and Buddhist saying, whichever one, when the student's ready, the teacher appears. The people have to get ready. They have to find the morality within them. Because when enough find it, then the future will change. Only until that happens.
That's right. People think America's too big to fail, and okay, we're corrupt, but it'll be okay. No, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And I mean, folks, I'm concerned. I mean, this is real. This is another big signpost, what's happened to Gerald and 30-plus thousand other people, and it's just going to get worse. It shows. This is the former New Jersey governor. This is the guy invested with the head of the commission that controls it. These people, like Bernie Madoff said, he said, I do what everybody does. And it's true. At that level, they're all like Bernie Madoff.
That's right. And by the way, you know, there's this February 27th New York Magazine story that Bernie did out of his cell over the telephone. And there were two things that he said in this otherwise worthless story. One, that he learned that the game was rigged for the members of the club. Those are his words. And number two, it's all one big Ponzi scheme. He said this, the king of Ponzi. Everybody open your eyes. It's collapsing worldwide. They're not going to be able to save the day. You know what the solution they're trying to come up with, Europe? Is to have the European Central Bank print money. Brilliant! Print more worthless money, just like they're doing in the U.S. That's why I say gold.
Absolutely. Gold. You're absolutely right. Let's go to some calls here. Bill in Connecticut, you're on the air with Gerald Celente. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. Hi, Mr. Salenti. What I'm wondering is, you know, we've looked, this is definitely is a major signpost in the collapse. And in light of that, do either of you two gentlemen see anyone within Congress that could form a committee with subpoena power and prosecutorial power with real teeth that can call a guy in like Corzine and question him before the American public?
Well, that's a good start. Yeah.
No, it's not. No, who are you going to call in? What, are you going to go to the mob members? You know, you're going to go to the Dons and ask them to be nice? No, it's the whole thing. Look at the numbers that just came out. We were talking about it last night on how these congressmen and senators know the inside deal of what's going to happen, and then they place bets on them and become, you know, multimillionaires.
Sure, sure. I mean, specifically,
you know,
he was
so
just
no,
saying...
You're not gonna, no, Congress is totally corrupt. There's a few good people in there, like Ron Paul and a few others. The rest of them, you know, forget it.
No, I agree with you. He was just saying, specifically, is there anybody in a position of power? Ron Paul's
no.
over... Yeah.
No.
Paul's
no.
not over one of the big committees. They've kept him out of it.
No, they're not going to do it. They put on these phony shows. They bring them in. They're in everything.
Well, Gerald, let me say this because I think you're right. That's why they've gotten so bold to steal people's bank accounts now, is that they know, as Congress is so arrogant, they come out and they go, it's not insider trading when we do it. And 60 Minutes goes, it's soft corruption. No, it's hardcore, total insider trading. And it's not just insider trading, it's fraud. They are giving government bills and money to companies they're invested in.
I know. And then so it's, and I love that language, like you said, soft. That's prostitute language. Here, let me make this straight. The politicians are nothing more than enablers and enforcers for the financial and military crime bosses. So to ask the enablers and enforcers to bring the guys that put them in power to bring, put them out, it's not going to happen. It never happens.
Wow. Gerald, I know you got to go here in a few minutes. Let's take a few more calls, and maybe, I know you got to go, but maybe bring in to the bottom of the hour so you can talk about some of your solution ideas in a moment. Let's race through these calls. Gerald Salente is our guest. He's not being a negative, ladies and gentlemen. He's just facing facts, and they wouldn't be publicly going, we're allowed to insider trade and you're not, if they weren't trying to inoculate us psychologically. But I appreciate the caller's point. Joe in Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Gerald Salente.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hello, Salente. I just want to make a point. I'll really start with this happens to Salente. He's a great guy. But for a little guy on the post, I've been noticing my bank account be missing $60 here. The account is perfectly balanced out. I know what I spent, and I'm saying, if they're going to take the big guys down, you know, they've been probably playing with us for quite a while.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that everybody I know has companies overcharging them. I go to restaurants. I thought it was an accident the first 10 times. Now restaurants will cheat you and add things you didn't buy. Like, I didn't buy a bottle of wine. Oh, well, never mind, because they can tell you're not paying attention. And again, it's a culture of crooks, and it's permeating. A lot of people get cheated, and they don't decide to fight corruption. They decide, well, I'll cheat somebody since it happened to me. And that's what Gerald was just getting to. Yes, banks are trying to charge all these new fees to keep your money, but they're also cheating people. So are other companies. Gerald, can you speak to that?
Yes, that's what I was saying before. It all comes down to morality, and it goes beyond the money. I mean, look at this country. You know, the founding fathers would be turning in their graves. You got a clown like Bush and Cheney going out there, taking the country to war for fake reasons that, you know, that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. And in other countries, you know, they had a thing called the Nuremberg trials. In this country, they put them out there on the media circuit. The prostitutes ask them softball questions, and they sell their books. Look what's going on at every level of immorality.
Let me raise
look
this.
At how they're letting these, look at how they're letting these gas companies and oil companies frack the hell out of this country, pumping in millions and millions of gallons of chemicals into the earth and saying that, oh, it doesn't do anything to poison the water. You know, I mean, it's one immorality after another. And as I said, All the politicians are enablers and enforcers for the crime bosses.
I agree. Now, briefly before I take a few more calls, I just want to add here that if you look at all the other forms of immorality, I watched Ron Paul when he was given 89 seconds during the televised portion of the CBS debate. 89 seconds. Turned out there was a memo saying only give him 90, so they cheated him even out of 1 second. When, the establishment hedge fund guy, Romney, he's getting 10 minutes plus. But expanding on that, Gerald, Ron Paul, when he said he was against torture, a bunch of people clapped, but a bunch didn't. And I watched all these soft men and women, and I slowed it down and watched it like 10 times because I was intrigued by it Sunday afternoon watching it, the YouTube. And they shook their heads with satisfaction and anger and disgust and would look at each other and stick their chins out when Ron Paul said waterboarding is torture and it's wrong. They think torture is sexy and cool. They think killing people without warrants is cool. They think lawlessness is cool because the government's their friend. And I hear people on mainline talk radio, they sound like little goofy children that call in. They're not serious. They're not hard. And it is like lambs to the slaughter. And that's why they're doing this, is because I saw those soft, gullible people hiss at Ron Paul, begging for torture, begging for the rule of law to be taken. They have no idea that as the rule of law is taken, that's the oxygen leaving the room. Can you speak to that?
Well, you're 100% right. That's very well put, the oxygen leaving the room. And again, as I said, it all comes back down to morality. And I love, as I said, I just heard, what's his name, too, this other guy, the other tough guy out there, John Huntsman. Yeah, Huntsman. Another, guy that's never probably yet been in a schoolyard fight, let alone a barroom brawl. He can't live with a nuclear-armed Iran. Oh, you can't, Johnny boy? I'll tell you what you do. Pack up your gear. Take your old man's billions of dollars. Take your wife. Take your kids and go fight against Iran. Or shut your fat mouth. And with all of them, anybody out there that talks tough, that wants to go to war, lead the charge or shut your mouth. And that's what really get, like that Gingrich. Oh, did you see this one? Gingrich made $1.6 million advising Freddie and Fannie, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. Another fat boy who couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag that wants to get tough with Iran. All you big mouths out there, all you flabber mouths, send your kids, send your wife, send yourself, and send your money, or shut your mouth.
Now, they're going to try to use our money, and we'll take a few more calls, and we'll let Gerald go here and talk about some of his solutions before he goes. Let's talk to Steve. In Oklahoma, you're on the air with Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com.
Gerald, I just want to say I'm a member of your newsletter, and I love it. And I feel sorry for you on what happened. I hope you get your money back. But my comment is that...
I feel sorry for us all. This means that the criminals are getting 10 times more bold. This means the ball game's moving fast. So, again, just, but go ahead and make your point. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, my comment was is that I see the two political parties as nothing more than organized crime families who happen to tolerate each other. But one of these days, one of them's going to decide they want it all, and they're going to get rid of the other one. And I think that John Gotti's only crime is that he tried to operate outside the two big political crime families.
No, you just said it. No, the whole government brings in the drugs, all of it. They only bust people that don't pay their cut or launder their money through them. The head of the New York Stock Exchange, Richard Grasso, back in 99, was in Reuters, went to the head of the FARC guerrillas in Colombia and said, invest your money with us or we're going to have you invaded. And they said no, so the U.S. covertly invaded. Gerald Celente.
Well, yeah, and that's this covert action thing. Well, first of all, thank you for subscribing. I'm glad you're enjoying the Trends Journal. And Alex made a point also, before I go on to the second one, that, yeah, I'm losing money, but what I'm warning everybody is that every financial institution is under the same kind of pressure because the systems are collapsing. So if you think your money is safe with any of those big names, you're making a big mistake. MF Global was one of the biggest of the 120-something trading groups out there in the commodities end. And going back to what you were saying about the drug deals, now what they're doing is, against the law, they're sending in the United States troops under one of their agency names to go fight these phony drug wars in countries around the globe.
And that's just to keep the prices up and knock out their competition. One more call. We'll come back to your calls after the break, but Gerald's got to go here in a moment. Let's talk to Sue in Georgia. You're on the air with Gerald Celente. Go ahead.
Hi, Gerald. I'm sorry about what's happened to you, but if it's any consolation, I'm sure it's not. You're helping other people immensely.
Sure, no, that's his point. He's not even talking about himself. He's saying this shows that the wolves are getting bold.
Well, I understand that you are not a registered investment advisor, so you can speak to what your friends are doing, and I want to be very, very clear that they should be or are, your friends are.
Ma'am, we're almost out of time. Just real quick, what's your question?
401ks, pay penalties, pay taxes, get everything out.
I can tell you there's a story in Forbes magazine, Laura Martin, I believe it was 2009. She was my assistant at the time. Her company went bankrupt, one of these bond companies, and had a riot. Anyway, she took all her money out of her 401k. At that time, gold was about $700-something an ounce. And Forbes made fun of her and me for being, you know, it was a fear thing that we did. Fearful investment.
And she more than doubled her money.
They said she overreacted. Now, remember, now her money is more than doubled. So only speaking for myself, I will not trust one penny anywhere because there's a bigger story. And the biggest story is the devaluation of the dollar. As the Europeans print more, as the Americans print more, the devaluation is going to continue. So only speaking for myself, gold mostly, and silver as a hedge.
That's right. And Jim Rogers said the same thing two nights ago on the show, that he thinks silver's even better because it hasn't moved up as much as gold. Ma'am, I hope that answers your question. Sorry, I was hurrying, and we're just almost out of time. I've already kept Gerald longer than he said he could. Gerald, you've got the floor in the last 2 minutes as we go to break here. Solutions. I mean, where do you see this going? I think it's time for folks to get angry and really wake up and realize we've got a criminal government.
Well, I tell you, we have a criminal government. I tell you my only solution that I know of this time, and that's directdemocracynow.org. And as I mentioned to you, oddly, of all the people in the world, this week and last week in the Wall Street Journal and in I believe it was Monday's Financial Times, Vladimir Putin, the Prime Minister of Russia, is saying that now is a possible time to look at, quote, direct democracy. We have to take the power out of the hands of the 535 gangsters that are telling 312 million of us how to tie our shoes and put it back in the hands of the people. Let the people run the country. I'm sick of these politicians telling me they're public servants. They haven't cleaned my toilet lately. How about doing what we tell you to do, Nancy Pelosi, instead of you telling me what to do? Hey, Mitch McConnell, I'm tired of hearing your flabby mouth telling me what's good for me. You do what I want you to do. Hey, all of you out there, Mr. President, listen to the voice of the people. We're supposed to have a democracy. It's a kleptocracy. It's fascism. Let's have a real democracy, a direct democracy. Let the people vote.
All right.
DirectDemocracyNow.org.
Gerald Celente, obviously, will continue to talk to you as things develop. TrendsResearch.com. Thank you so much for your time. I know you're very busy. God bless, and hopefully we'll all be able to defend ourselves from these criminals.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
with the economic bad news getting worse each day. Are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Soviets would invade so many countries and do so many horrible things. And they started small. They got more and more bold. Well, it's the same thing as the Nazis or any other authoritarian group. And societies, media, universities, everybody's geared around facing a military threat. We all know some weird leader in a uniform strutting around and screaming is bad news. Well, these guys are little old ball-headed men who talk in weird financial languages designed. Their emails have all come out where they're cussing and laughing and calling us scum and recordings of it. Ha ha, these idiots will buy all this stuff we do. We're stealing everything. No, that's what's going on behind the scenes. But up front, it's like the political analysis of the monetary inflection shows a moderate movement in several different directions on the upside and the low side in the cumulative two-year overriding derivatives market shows a strengthening in the second quarter. If we continue growth and all other systems are not stagnant, that the overall driver could show some concern by the third quarter if we do not move up in the systematic overlay system. I mean, you know, just total bull. They're selling pure derivatives garbage to people. They're coming in buying off your local politicians to raise big bonds and invest them in crud. They're coming in and going, it's for the earth, taking property, 20,000 acres plus in Austin, years later, handing it over to the big banks to build on. Some of the farmers outside Austin wouldn't sell their property. They actually sent the SWAT teams out there and got on bullhorns a decade ago or more and said, come out, come out. And they'd be like, extremists won't leave their property. It's for the earth, a biosphere. 5 years later, they go, we're taking the biosphere off and selling it to the former mayor's best friends that contributed. Here's the $300 million in property for $5 million. It's yours. Thank you. Now the former mayor will set up a bank that gets all the business deals. And they're like, well, they're letting us do this. Start taking the bank accounts. Don't like it? SWAT teams are standing by. By the way, if you get too uppity, Al-Qaeda might hit. You know, Al-Qaeda could hit any minute. We have to take all your rights and have to grab your wife's genitals and your children's genitals and your genitals. Because if we don't, it's all over. You see, because Al-Qaeda will get us. Now, I want to get into the financial news. I want to get into all this other crazy news and continue with your phone calls. I want to do what we did yesterday again. That was fun, giving each caller 30 seconds. And then myself only 10, because we got to a lot of people. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. People ask, why do I know so much? People ask, why do I predict things so accurately? What has every historian and philosopher said in different ways? Old, wise men from every culture. If you don't study history, you are going to be a slave. If you don't study history, you're doomed to repeat it. Great wisdom comes with studying human history because humans do the same things over and over again. Back when I had time, it's one of the few things I miss because I read so many news articles, so many documents, that by the time I'm done working at 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night, some nights even later, I cannot read history books anymore. My eyes, if I do, are bloodshot the next day and I actually get eye strain. I just can't do it anymore. I can't do it. But up until just a few years ago, I would read a history book every week. Read a couple chapters, go on to bed. And humans act the same over and over again. I know every globalist trick inside and out because they study history. They've just reworked every other game plan, every other blueprint. I know them because I know humanity. I know the species. I know the good. I know the bad. I know the ugly. I know myself, and I know the enemy. The average person grew up, got hardly any schooling. If they did, it was mind-numbing garbage. And they just learned how to do a specialized task. They go hate that task all day. The beginning of degradation of the mind is not liking your work. And then they just want to go blow their mind on sports, drugs, alcohol, whatever it is, when they get off work. And I don't blame people. You know, you worked all day at some job you hate. You want to go spend that time you got. You know, you let your kids run wild because you want a few hours. And the TV's there creating the new culture. We don't have a culture anymore. You notice political correctness attacks every culture and then pushes the plastic corporate culture, which is an anti-human culture in all their textbooks by design, because humanity and goodness is not compatible with the New World Order. But if we ever rediscover being men, being women, if we ever just rediscover the normal, proper roles, if we ever rediscover what it's all about, It's pure milk and honey. Life is great. This is a beautiful planet. Every moment is a gift. Every day a blessing. God has laid out so many wonderful things for us. It's an incredible. The world is so beautiful and so good and so full of electric life and energy and magic that's why I hate evil. That's why I hate corruption. Because I hate pain, I hate sickness, I hate those that wish to vandalize beauty, those that wish to attack goodness, those who wish to dominate the weak. I have an overriding desire to energize and set bushfires in the minds of good men and women and see you rise together, and we will crush evil with God's help. We will absolutely overdrive it and annihilate it. And then a great time of blessing will come, and then our grandchildren will become decadent again, and evil will creep back in, and people say, oh, the old-timers, they say fight corruption, put up with no forms of corruption, because they don't want you to have a good time. Let us not forget what we've been through over and over again. We've been through all this over and over again. Over and over and over and over again. It goes on and on and on. But now, because of the high-tech weapons and systems, we can't go through this again. We're not going to make it if we go through this again. Now, they've taught through the globalist churches in the last 150 years that it's the end of the world every 5 minutes, and there's no reason to fight evil because God's coming back. Even if God was coming back in 5 minutes, it's our responsibility to fight evil, or God's going to say he knows it's not. And if you don't believe in God, my point is, it's a giant scapegoat, and I've gone over it. I've had experts on show where the globalists funded this, where the Illuminati funded the idea that the end of the world's always coming, so why fight evil, Romans 13, all that. Well, I could quote the Bible to you all day. Nineveh's 100-year reprieve. The list goes on and on. The times Israel did repent and was spared and blessed and warned over and over again. It's a lie that everything is set in stone. It's set in stone in the vision of the Creator. But God then lets us make the decisions on this plane about which way we go. It's almost like, you ever seen those children's books that came out in the 80s? I know I read them. Where there's like two or three different outcomes, depending on how you read the book. You see, the book's written. Every one of those possible realities is in the mind of the Creator, like a crystal, but like a hologram. But we, free will, decide. So things are predestined, but they're not. You see, that's the riddle. That's 3, 4, 5-dimensional thinking. And it doesn't matter, because the body and all of this is transitory. Fear not he who can kill the body, fear he who can kill the soul. The globalists don't want money. They use us to get, they use that to get us to sell out. They use that as their false form of energy that's actually just a symbol that they get us to sell out for, that they control society. The globalists at the end of the day are obsessed with your mind. They are obsessed with your intellect. They are obsessed with how you're raised and what you believe. They traffic, as Revelation says, in the souls of men. In fact, my uncle gave me a Bible verse and wrote it down about they kill souls, they destroy, from I think Ezekiel. And I had it in here last week, and I guess it got taken out. I lost it. I was going to read it, but it was another passage that said the same thing. The point is, even if you don't believe the Bible, it's history. It's people have seen the same things. We've gone through the same things. It's happened over and over again. Now, I'm going to get into the economy a little bit here, and then I'm going to get into, you can't make this up, and I think Kurt ought to send this to Drudge, because this is pretty powerful. DOJ says make it a federal crime to lie on the Internet, but they'll decide what's a lie. The liar of liars, the king of liars, this system will tell us what a lie is, and you've heard them. They said, if you don't believe in man-made global warming and don't want to pay Al Gore money, you should be arrested. That's the White House regulations are coming up with this stuff, coming up with this new regulation. This is Cass Sunstein. Going to cover that. Super Congress is now to decide the new farming bill in secret. Not the regular Congress, but the appointed High Court of Satan. I don't know, 12 people with a 13th head. Don't you see all the Illuminati stuff in your face? 12 disciples, Christ the 13th. Oh, boy. These people are out of control. Let's go ahead and go to Ted Anderson here on the economy. Wow, you heard Gerald Celente earlier, what he's doing, and he was taking delivery of his six figures plus of gold, and they just said, we're taking it. And now that's a big national news story. The whole markets are melting down. Bank of America is getting ready to go to the public for $79 trillion in derivatives. Folks, the entire budgets of this country's not even, you know, one-tenth of that. The military budget is $1.8 trillion on budget, off budget, supplemental. I mean, we're talking about a joke here. And they're going to convince you somehow you owe it and say, well, the public needs to pay their fair share. America got lazy. America deserves it. And the public's like, I guess I've got to have my taxes raised and live in a shack because America owes, you know, this stuff for Bank of America, this globalist company financing open borders, anti-gun movements, New World Order garbage, Federal Reserve shareholders. Ted Anderson, what do you make of Gerald Celente and your 34 years in gold and silver brokering to have the company he was involved with bought up by MF Global, and then they seized his private account with over six figures in it? And at first, people didn't believe this. Now it's in Bloomberg, AP, everywhere. They're going, yeah, it looks like it's illegal. They took people's private accounts, Ted. What does this signify to Ted Anderson?
Well, Alex, I think we're going to see a lot more of that kind of thing. I mean, I've been warning about that for quite some time here. I mean, the United States is becoming desperate. And so the corporations that are, you know, that are sort of in the too big to fail category for the United States, I mean, they're going to be doing more of that kind of thing. And it doesn't surprise me a bit that they're trying to do that. So now Gerald is taking physical delivery of gold and silver. I can't think of a better thing to do. People, you just have to realize that if you're putting your money into an institution and these institutions are in such great trouble, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, the government's going to come in and, you know, they're going to ask for bailouts. But part of this is, you know, just to nationalize and to be able to grab a hold of and seize these assets. They can't do that when you have physical gold and silver. When you own it, they don't control it. That's why it's such a good idea to do this, Alex. People are, you know, they're going to see more of this. It happened in Argentina. It happened in Brazil. Certainly happened during the Weimar Republic in Germany. I mean, you were lucky to be able to get out of that country. The only way you were able to get out is if you had physical assets, something that you could actually put your hands on. If you had gold coins or silver coins, or if you had diamonds or emeralds or anything, even a 9/16th wrench would be more valuable than the paper currency. And I'm just watching what's going on in Europe. I mean, Spanish bonds are going into the toilet. The European governments, Italy and Greece, you know, they're
Ted, I want to get to that in a moment, but I want to point something out here. People keep asking, how are we always right? How do we know Greece was going to go down and Ireland and then Italy and then Spain? Because the globalists planned it. It's a playbook. They've done it all over the third world, all over Eastern Europe. We got the documents 11 years ago, 2002, or I guess 10 years ago, where they said that they would do all this. I've been screaming bloody murder every day since then. I told you they'd announce a bank of the world, that it would be dictatorial. And Time Magazine says, banker Goldman Sachs coup. Goldman Sachs rules Europe like it's good. Technocrats, get rid of freedom. And the media is like, yeah, actual Wall Street folks are, we've got power. They've signed on to like a new Nazi party. Don't you idiots get it? And they're going to blame capitalism for all this. I mean, Ted, we've been right about this because it's historical what's happening.
That's really what's going on, Alex. It's just a repeat of history. You know, what has happened in the past is what our current government is trying to do to solve problems. When they're jumping to the printing press, when they're seizing assets like Gerald is talking about, I mean, that's the direction where this country's heading. We're going away from liberty. We're going away from freedom. We're going away from property rights and the individual's rights.
And it's premeditated, Ted. They're following. They want total collapse. They don't want people to have confidence in the systems anymore. This is the end. If we let these crooks get away with it, they are so bold. People, I believe in gold and silver. I've been recommending silver since it was $5, gold since it was 260 something. Gold and silver are rising. They can drive it down short term. But as I said months ago when they did, I said that when it's lower is a buying opportunity. Now it's gone back up because globally they're devaluing currencies. Globally, this is happening. Ted Anderson's got the gold and silver on hand. He will ship it directly to you. That's why I'm hooked up with this company. Ted, briefly, as we're about to go to break, I'm going to come back with calls. Tell folks about your spectrum of specials, the radio specials. That again, this is gold you bought in the last month. You ran out of the stuff you bought 2 months ago, so you're buying it at a lower price. Ted doesn't raise prices as the market goes up. He locks it in and gives you that saving. Ted, give folks the lost leaders for the day.
Yeah, sure. I mean, let's talk about it. I mean, real quick, we're still offering the video and book deal. I think there's about 500 copies of that book left, and then it's done. We're not going to have any more.
Yeah, two silver dollars book video. The silver dollars that cost with the free book video and shipping. 500 of those left. That'll go probably by next week.
Yeah, $73 a piece. You just can't beat that deal with two silver dollars, the book, and the video that explains what's going on in our economy. And the book, you know, it's a great deal put together. We have Frank's currently right now at $386. Walking Liberties are at $16.58. All this stuff is for physical delivery. I still think it's a good idea to take a look at the older $10 Liberties. They're at $1,050 right now. There's just a lot of things that are in that right buying range right now. I mean, I saw a little bit of a decrease in gold today. It hit down to as low as 1752.10, and then it came racing right back up again, and right now we're at 1778. You know, I try to buy in those little dips. They're just, I mean, the opportunities to be able to accumulate a good quantity of good material to sell it's just getting harder to do. There's just not as much material to go around nowadays, and shortages and supply drive up premiums, and that's just the way the market's been. But if you do want to get involved at this time, I can't suggest.
Let me give folks the number, 800-686-2237. Gold and silver, folks, they can answer your questions. The brokers are there. Tell them to read you the list of radio specials, gold, silver, bullion, you name it. 800-686-2237. The brokers are there till midnight. And Ted can't hold these deals very long. The prices will go up. 800-686-2237. Your call straight ahead.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter. But do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets the fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Day after day. So you have the head of the federal agency charged with overseeing the futures market, the CFTC involved in all of this, according to Reuters. And if you go to the article at Infowars.com, EMF Global looted customers' accounts via internal bank run. Big players got warning ahead of time that financial broker was set to collapse. We've got links to all the documents, all the admissions there, and then Gerald Celente's interview last night with us. Very, very powerful, powerful information at Infowars.com. And this just shows how ruthless they are. Now, because people are complaining, they say they might give people some of their money back. And no, it's not insured. Well, as they bankrupt the other big banks and systems, they're just going to insure it by printing more money. And that's what's happening in Europe. That's what's happening here. That's why inflation's going up as the real economy depresses. I'm going to go to your calls here, the folks that are patiently holding here in just a moment, Mike and others. But briefly, Ted, final comments on this. I mean, how big of a deal is this for you to see the former New Jersey governor, the little darling of the establishment, running this operation?
Well, I mean, again, you have major institutions that are in trouble. This is one institution that's failing, Alex, and to have the corruption that you're seeing, I mean, you're scratching the surface on what's actually going on out there in the financial community. And there's going to be more of this going on, and it's going to affect the people that are invested in stocks, bonds, mutual funds. I mean, you name it. All these institutional type investments are at risk because of this type of activity. And just the very fact that the United States dollar has been printed to solve our economic issues is a big problem in and of itself. And then you add in these institutions that are crumbling and falling apart and the corruption that goes along with it. It's no surprise to me at all that people are diversifying into gold, and they should be, and they should be taking physical delivery of it. The reason why that is because you can't mess with this stuff. It is the real value. It's been holding value for 6,000 years. It's not attached to these institutions.
Absolutely, and that's what Jim Rogers said a few days ago on the show. Farmland, gold, silver, firearms, food, friends you can trust, that's what's valuable. And, of course, relationship with God. Ted Anderson, thanks for spending time with us.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex.
You want to get Midas Resources a call, folks? It's 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. You can also go to Infowars.com. Right up at the top of the page, you see a banner that says, get two silver dollars, get two free gifts. That's where you can find the internet deal for those two silver dollars that cost with a free DVD and book that are excellent, The American Dream, and, of course, Mark Dice's new book. Mike in New York, we'll come back in the third hour with full news and your calls. Mike in New York, go ahead.
Hey, nice to speak with you, Alec. Nice to share dialogue with
yes,
you.
Sir.
I have a story to share. Well, Gerald, I live actually one county south of him. But I had a story 10 years ago. I became a day trader part-time in the late 90s. And the what you often bring up, the illegitimate family courts. My goodness, they created a different department, property execution department in there, and my checks never made it there on time by time the notification mailed to our state capital, and then the information was transferred down to this department New York State created. Anyways, make a long story short, they restrained all my checking accounts, banking accounts, suspended my driver's license. I mean, it goes on endless, but at that time, I had six figures, close to $500,000 as a day trader in the stock market. And what they did to me prior to, right before 9/11, just restrained my account. And it wasn't for a couple weeks or just take the money out of the accounts, but they restrained them for 8 months. And virtually I lost $450,000 in that time span.
Hold on, I got to hear more about this. Incredible. I've seen these reports. And again, sounds good. Make the deadbeat dads pay the child support. But notice the moms never have to. But the issue is, then they set up grids to shut down all your accounts, all your business, all your commerce. Now that can be used against everybody. He will buy nor sell without it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.